You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
The Reading Roots Revival Music Festival takes over downtown Reading September 26th, 27th, and 28th. Three full days of live music on four stages, over 19 bands, national touring acts, regional favorites, and amazing local talents. Kick things off Friday with Gates at 4, First Band at 5, Music Till 10, Digging Dirt, The Stone Foxes, Goodnight Texas, Sitting on Saturn, Danger Kitty, Jenny Don't and the Spurs, and many more. Tickets on sale now at ReadingRootsRevival.org. Your music, your town, your festival. The Reading Roots Revival, September 26th through 28th.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Political crime into political intent if the offender, the person committing the crime, happens to be, well, oh, it's a Democrat. And then at the same time, you have to discount ideologically charged offenses when they flow from or are caused by or acted upon by a left-winger or, say, a pro-Palestinian cause. If you examine how the numbers get built, you'll see a pattern. Definitions, inclusion criteria, coding choices. It's almost like a doctor filling out, you know, post his notes. You hand it over to a transcriptionist in a medical office, and then they start coding things. And if it doesn't get coded right, your insurance may or may not reimburse you. And if you deliberately miscode something, Maybe you're just because you're going to get more from, you know, the insurance not paying. I mean, coding becomes so important when you start tallying numbers. Start at the very basic. If you're going to do a fair account, a fair accounting of political violence, you got to track two ideas, two pretty simple ideas. First, political motive. Not the identity of the offender, not the identity of the criminal. The motive is what makes an act political. Two, comparable acts must be counted on comparable terms. If a conservative actor's ordinary bar fight, you know, you're a conservative, you're minding your own business, you're having a drink at a bar, and suddenly you find yourself in the middle of a fight. Well, that bar fight is listed as political because he once shared extremist memes. And I tack the word extremist to memes because, well, that's whatever the meme was, even if it was a humorous meme. Well, it's got to be extremist if a conservative did it. If you're going to do that, then a left-winger, that offender's riot-linked arson has to be counted as political when it was plainly, obviously undertaken for an ideological purpose. Do you know, just as a footnote here, do you know that the people that track school shootings have now listed the assassination of Charlie Kirk's assassination as a school shooting? Yeah. Do you think of Charlie Kirk's assassination as a school shooting? Was it technically on the campus? Yes. Was it what we think of as a school shooting? No, no. But it certainly fits their agenda, doesn't it? If a database counts propaganda stickers as violent extremism on the right, then it has to count left-wing vandalism of statues or memorials as violent extremism on the left. If you've got a study that focuses only on fatal attacks, then you've got to explain why a non-fatal bombing, a non-fatal arson, a non-fatal beating, or just an attempted assassination. Many of them left-coded, but not counted. I'm not making a partisan demand here. I'm making a basic standard of inference claim. Like cases ought to be treated alike. Gee, what a concept, right? The most aggressive inflation starts with what gets labeled right wing by a theme rather than by a motive. Some of the people that compile this data treat any identity bias crime as quintessentially right wing, even when the offender's own rhetoric and associates place him in a, say, pro-Palestinian or left-wing circle. In other words, facts don't matter. In that frame of reference, anti-Semitic offenses are assigned to the right by definitional fiat, because the target is a protected group. So if it's a protected group or a favored group on the left, then it's got to be the right that's doing it. And also because all of us on the right are presumed to be bigots, racist, transphobes, homophobes, whatever pejorative you can think of, it is naturally assumed that if by those who keep count, that those of us on the right are all those horrible things. When you understand that, then you understand that that reverses the direction of any explanation. We're supposed to infer political ideology from the identity of the victim. Oh, okay. That method equates theme with motive, and then motive with right-wing identity. That kind of reason would be rejected in any other domain, area of study. Any empirical study would summarily reject that kind of logic. It lets the idea of preconception fix the labels in advance, and then it protects the labels from correction when the facts of a case prove otherwise. Then you have the tactic of counting everything around the white around the right, while counting only a narrow set of events on the left. One widely cited stream of reports counts every homicide committed by a person with a white supremacist interest, including domestic violence or intra-gang murders that have no political purpose. It's just gangbangers shooting gangbangers. And in the same breath, it excludes left-wing violence that doesn't produce a dead body, a corpse. So you get a double filter. Add ordinary crime to one side, subtract ideologically driven crime, non-fatal violence from the other side. Add enough of the former, subtract enough of the latter, and the headline becomes inevitable. Then your data, if you're a lefty, will perform as you've designed the compilation of the data. That's what's going on. There's a third move, too, and that's the curated time window, or the one-off outlier exclusion. In some tallies, a single Islamist mega-attack that reshaped modern history is removed because, well, that was exceptional. If you remove that, it reduces the non-right body count by thousands. And when that happens, that predictably enlarges the relative share of the right-wing violence because the rationale is presented as a methodological prudence. But the consequence is political math. The new denominator makes right-wing violence look like the dominant fraction by construction. So if the goal is to measure danger in reality, there's no justification for erasing the single most consequential terrorist attack in American history. If the goal is to win a talking point, exclude it. That's why these numbers are skewed. So speaking with Michael Brown, text questions or comments, whatever, to 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. I'll be right back.
Okay, all signed up. Easy. Now let's run payroll. What the? Hey, girl. I'm you with more gusto. Nice. Who's that? New social media manager, hired and onboarded with gusto. And spoiler, we're kind of famous now. Wait, we're famous? Oh, well, I'm famous. Payroll, benefits, and HR. Designed and built for small businesses. Choose a future with gusto.
You know, this NFL season, every moment counts, and with TCL, every moment looks better. It's the ultimate season to score, powered by TCL, the official TV partner of the NFL. Picture kickoff on a 75-inch TCL QD Mini LED TV. Brightness, color, motion, unreal. Movies, gaming, everything looks incredible. Right now, save up to 50% on select QD Mini LED models. Shop the deals at TCL.com and find them at all major retailers. Don't just watch the game, own it. TCL, the ultimate season to score.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. The theory of this hour is that the data that we keep being told that most of the political violence in this country is committed by right-wingers is manipulated data. And I've walked through the different ways that they manipulate it. But to see how what I've just described previously, how that works in practice, let's look closely at a few studies that shape the public conversation. Because some academic databases operationalize political violence by category instead of by motive. Identity-focused offenses are called right-wing, regardless of the offenders, the criminal's own statements. Trivial or nonviolent acts, such as, you know, flyers or stickers, that's counted alongside serious violent crimes. And then ideologically driven left-wing violence gets discounted when it occurs during a riot or in a no-go zone somewhere that, you know, government officials prefer to frame as some sort of spontaneous unrest or mutual aid. The effect is this spectacular asymmetry. The right swallows even a political crime by offenders with the wrong associations. The left sheds political motive in cases where violence was plainly part of the cause. Inferences about national danger are then built on this misaligned scaffolding, the foundation of which even itself is crumbling. And then you get a second cluster of reports that focuses on murders by extremists and then treats all killings by a person with extremist ties as extremist killings. Consider what that means. If a white supremacist gang member murders his girlfriend in a domestic dispute, that death is credited to right-wing political violence. There's no political action whatsoever. The gangbanger and his girlfriend for having a fight. The gangbanger acts as a gangbanger does. He kills his girlfriend. You know, that old bag was, you know, I'm just sick and tired of her. Boom, blows her away. Oh, that's white supremacist because he was a white supremacist gang member. So that's counted as white supremacist political violence, and he gets thrown over in the category with conservatives. The political story that follows gets a data point. But remember, there was no political motive in that crime. There was only a crime that would have occurred regardless of ideology. Do you think there's a chance in hell that if a black gang member gets into a domestic dispute with his girlfriend or lover or whatever and executes her, that that's going to be counted as black supremacist violence? Of course it won't. Not at all. And then you multiply those examples across an entire year, you get a lopsided pie chart. Then look at the inverse. Left-wing attacks that injure, burn, intimidate, terrorize, but don't result in death, those get completely omitted because nobody died. So the chart doesn't move. The public sees the chart. The chart says the right is the problem. The construction of the chart does the work for those who want to maintain the narrative. This kind of stuff drives me batty. There's a third tranche of analysis that focuses on the narrow category of terrorist murders. In one prominent version, only events with at least one fatality get counted. Plots are excluded. Foiled attacks are excluded. Attempt attacks are excluded. Arsons are excluded unless somebody dies. Riots are excluded unless a specific homicide is tied to political motive defined in a very narrow way. The September 11 attacks are placed in a separate box altogether. In addition, the classification of several offenders as right-wing is made on loose criteria, sometimes in the presence of a racist posting or a confused manifesto that doesn't really articulate a political plan. So when the critics just scratch the surface and recoded ambiguous cases, the big gap, the giant gap between right and left nearly vanished. Correct a few design choices and the headline dissolves into parody or into a more complex distribution that simply resists the media's sloganeering. In any rational inquiry, the cure for definitional bias is actually just hardcore casework. Test the rules against any particular act that we've been taught to treat as an example of right-wing political violence. I would challenge you to go do that, because when you do, many don't fit. They're either left-coded, they're mixed, or they're non-political. And they often show untreated mental illness rather than doctrine. In other words, it's the mental illness, it wasn't a political motive. They often show how radical milieus that have little to do with conservatives, but they'll often show offenders who never voted in a Republican primary, who never donated to Republican candidates, who told friends they had progressive or anti-establishment views. And there's a really good case that I think would help explain exactly how this gets implemented in the real world. Lance Luther Bolter. Write the name down and then go, I want you to go look this up. Vance Luther Bolter. He was appointed by a Democrat governor to a state workforce development board. He moved and operated in Democrat circles. When he erupted in murderous violence, he targeted Democrat officials who had voted with Republicans on a very specific immigration measure. He didn't hunt down Republicans. He hunted Democrats who, in his brain, had betrayed the cause of illegal immigration. The material that was recovered from his car? Wait to hear what that was. And then try to tell me that he was a right-winger. So we came with Michael Brown. Text line still open, 33103. Keyword Mike or Michael. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Having 4 kids in 4 years changed everything, especially our perspective on food.
We started paying closer attention to the things that mattered most, especially the food we were putting on our table.
We wanted better, safer, healthier. And when we couldn't find it, we took matters into our own hands. We started Good Ranchers.
We partner with local farms and ranches right here in the U.S., families who have been raising livestock the right way for generations. Hardworking men and women who care deeply about the land, their animals, and the quality of the food they produce.
We're proud to bring their legacy to your table. 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood.
And then we make it simple. We deliver it straight to your door.
Because we believe in making it easy for families like ours and yours to enjoy meat you can trust. Food that honors the American farmer. Food that brings people together.
Visit GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH40 to get $40 off your first order, plus free meat for an entire year.
GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Free Fire! Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party.
For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The fall season is the perfect time for outdoor barbecuing, and Kent's Grocery is the perfect place to start. They carry a full line of Old Stage certified Angus beef, superior cuts of steak, chops, and ribs, tri-tip, and so much more. You'll find fresh local grown produce, a full line of beverages, including their large selection of the popular seltzers and hard ciders, and of course, Cafe's Deli for pre-made items to complete any meal. And don't forget about their Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip and chicken. Kent's Meat and Groceries at Cafe's Deli, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week.
Hello, I'm Patty Plum, and I hope you will join me and come check out the new California State's Constitution, Saturday, October 4th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Shasta Bible College. With the new state comes new opportunities like one day in person, paper ballots hand counted, and same day results for our elections. New California, Saturday, October 4th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Shasta Bible College, the Freedom Center, 2951 Goodwater Avenue, Redding, California. Hope to see you there.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Michael Brown USA. Talking about Vance Luther Bolter, I'm going to give you four examples. So Bolter gets appointed by a Democrat governor to a state workforce board. He moves around in Democrat circles. He erupts in murderous violence, and he was targeting Democrat officials because they had voted with Republicans on a very specific immigration bill. He did not hunt Republicans. He hunted Democrats because he believed the Democrats had betrayed his cause. In his car, they got anti-Trump flyers tied to a coordinated protest theme and just the standard progressive paraphernalia. Now, sympathetic reporting tried to rebrand him as a Republican, or at least a marginal Trump voter, based on contested claims by acquaintances with obvious motives to try to sanitize the politics of those murders. The uncontested facts tell a very simple story. It was a politically motivated attack, but it was intra-Democrat retribution, overt immigration policy. In any balanced and objective data set, that incident would be counted as left-leaning, left-coded, certainly as non-right. It has instead been recycled as an example of right-wing violence because the victims were Democrats. That's making your definition based on the target, not based on the motive. That's the first example. The second example is David DePape. That's the attacker in the Paul Pelosi case. Broke into Nancy and Paul Pelosi's home in San Francisco. Now, we were assured that that was an example of right-wing rage. But then that claim began to fall apart when we started learning his history. A Canadian national living and voting in the United States, he lived in a progressive enclave with left-coded partner known for street protests and for really far-out radicalism. His home had a Black Lives Matter flag. It had LGBTQ imagery. He registered to vote with the Green Party. He once cast a green vote for a socialist candidate. He drifted into psychosis, into conspiracism, telling people he thought he was Jesus. None of that suggests a coherent right-wing identity. What it does suggest is a volatile mixture of mental illness, fringe ideology with leftist antecedents, followed by a paranoid fixation that eventually incorporated anti-Pelosi fantasies. Now, it's not hard to see why the media ecosystem was primed to find a MAGA archetype fastened on that, you know, fastened squarely on that angle. But it's really harder to explain why serious compilers continued to code that event as right wing. Why? If motive and milieu matter, the classification should be mixed or indeterminate at best. If the presence of a partisan target is enough to fix the label, because here the target was left wing. The assailant was fringe at best, and I think clearly more left wing than certainly right wing. But if the presence of a partisan target is enough to fix the label, in other words, because the target was a Democrat, then the attacker must be a Republican, then we're back to definition by victim, not definition by motive. This is why you cannot trust these numbers. Let me give you a third example. Cody Allen Ballmer. That's the arsonist that attacked Governor Shapiro's home. In real time, if you remember that story, commentators and office holders offered the ritual line. Another example of far right-wing political violence. But the details contradict the talking points. Ballmer described himself as a Marxist. He was pro-Palestinian. He targeted the governor because he believed that the governor would harm Palestinians. The governor's a Jew, remember? His record shows serious mental illness problems. Bipolar disorder, schizophrenia. He had left behind him a trail of domestic violence and criminal charges. He never registered as a Republican, never voted in a Republican primary. There's no record of Republican donations. And when precise facts become inconvenient, the narrative somehow jumps on ambiguity. Maybe he had some right-wing sympathies. Maybe he saw some posts on X. Maybe he was disturbed by current events in a way that aligned with conservative anger. The problem with all those theories is the facts still remain the same. Marxist self-description, pro-Palestinian motive, a mental illness, which maybe I'm saying I repeat myself, and zero partisan ties to the Republican Party. So if you're going to code that incident, you would place that event on the left, and you would certainly mark it as non-right. Yet that particular case continues to be invoked in the public sphere as evidence for the thesis that right-wing violence predominates. That's not data. That's just simply branding. Oh, he attacked a Jewish Democrat. Therefore, he must be a Republican. Let's go to one closer to my home. Anderson Lee Aldridge. The Club Q shooter. That was the gay nightclub in Colorado Springs, about 55 miles south of where I'm sitting. The almost instant narrative, nationally and locally, labeled the attack anti-LGBTQ political violence from the right. But then when the record began to emerge, the record doesn't cooperate with those talking points. Because the shooter identified as non-binary, he asked to be addressed as Mix Aldrich. He frequented that club and other gay venues, never voted Republican, never participated in a Republican primary, never donated to a Republican candidate. His life, based on testimony from friends and relatives, shows a serious dysfunctionality, suicidal ideation, an arrest following threats involving a homemade bomb, a trail of psychiatric treatment. In the courtroom, the picture was really a really sick, mentally sick young person with violent fantasies and a warped relationship to identity. Not one single doctrinaire activist from any organized right-wing group. No fair reading of his history yields the conclusion that he was a conservative extremist. But the rush to brand him as such flowed where or from what? It flowed from the theme of the attack and the identity of the victims. People engaged in dancing, singing, drinking, whatever, at a gay club. So the method's the same as before. Reverse engineer the motive away from the target, then paint the act with the broadest possible brush. Four prominent examples. They're prominent illustrations of a broad tendency where the facts point left or toward non-political pathology. The coders within the cabal and commentators still push everything to the right. Where left-wing or pro-Palestinian attacks are unambiguous, then it gets reframed as criminal violence with no ideology, and then disappears into the gray spaces of the data design and the database, the data set, and in the aggregate, that skews compounds. Trivial propaganda acts that inflate counts on the right, non-fatal left-wing excluded, ambiguous lone offenders are labeled right-wing by default, Islamist and eco-extremist events are minimized by either time-slicing, outlier exclusions, and once everything gets assembled, the conclusion is guaranteed. The right looks like the prominent source of political violence, even if the underlying reality is mixed, or the greater share of routine street violence has flowed from the left. What you may think sounds like methodology? No, not at all. Look at the coding motive, not the identity. Require clear evidence for political intent. If you can't, if the offender, if the criminal can't articulate a political goal and there's no credible public record of one, then don't count it as political. Treat like cases alike. If domestic homicides by an extremist affiliate counts on one side, count them on both sides. Or better yet, I would say exclude them all together unless there is evidence the killing was carried out for a political reason. So a white supremacist murders his girlfriend. A black supremacist murders his girlfriend. Absent any political motivation, exclude them from the data set. Then I would challenge all these people to collect all this data. List all the coding rationales so that when I go to audit the classifications, I can see if your conclusions depend on hidden spreadsheets or shifting labels, because those are not conclusions. You're just giving out talking points. So don't buy into the idea that this skew behind this claim that the right wing is responsible for most of the violence. Those four examples alone and how they get skewed should cause you to question that. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Now, Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
The left is rewriting history and indoctrinating America's kids, but PragerU is fighting back, teaching millions of young people the truth about freedom, values, and America's greatness. And they do it for free without taking a dime in government money. PragerU needs people like you to stand and fight with them through your support. Right now, your donation goes three times as far. That's right. Every dollar you give right now will be triple matched. Join the fight. Go to PragerU.com/radio today. That's PragerU.com/radio.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, and it's time for our annual fall sale. That's right, it's our 6th anniversary, and we want to celebrate by saving you big bucks September 19th through the 28th on products like Dimension Pre-Emergent to stop the weeds before they start. Pick up a 50-pound bag for only $39.99. Or low mulch mix to prepare for the new lawn is only $36 a yard. Popular fir walk-on bark marked down to only $33 a yard. Even road base for the potholes will start at only $36 a yard. Need landscape weed fabric with so many sizes available? You'll be able to buy it with our deepest discounts yet. Just need to maintain the yard? Pick up a bag of our Gold Rush Winterizer Fertilizer for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Come check out our store full of tools, pond products, garden hoses, hardware, and so much more to stock up on while it's all on sale at Lauk's Landscape Supply. Check us out on the web at laukslandscape.com. Call us at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Fall fun is brewing in Reading. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I want to say thanks to everybody for tuning in this weekend. I always appreciate you tuning in. I know that on Saturdays you have many other things you could be doing, and you choose to listen to part or all of this program, and I greatly appreciate it. Don't forget, you can always text me throughout the week anytime. I read them all the time. Message number is 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Do me a favor and go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I think you'll find it entertaining and interesting. And then don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit that subscribe button. Leave a 5-star review. And then that will download to your podcast all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. So to tie in that segment about how the cabal wants you to believe that right wingers commit most of the political violence in this country. Let's go to a suburb. Let's go to Broadview, Illinois. Because far left activists yesterday, I don't know what they're doing today, I haven't checked, were swarming a Department of Homeland Security and ICE vehicles outside an ICE detention facility in Broadview, Illinois. Now, in recent days, federal officials have been constructing reinforced fencing around the facilities just west of Chicago as an increasing number of violent leftist demonstrators kept gathering in that area. Then yesterday, the far-left activists, wearing gas masks and bandanas to obscure their faces, but oh my gosh, don't let, you know, ICE is getting shot at, Dallas. ICE is getting attacked anywhere in the country. And yet, you know, Gavin Newsom comes out, as do many Democrat governors. Oh my gosh, they're the Gestapo because they're wearing masks and they're keeping their badges or shields, you know, concealed. Well, I wonder why. Because they continue to get doxxed. They continue to get attacked. And the media helps in that by wanting to film their faces and plaster it all over television screens around the country. Well, here, the far-left activists are wearing gas masks and bandanas to obscure their faces, and they swarm a Department of Homeland Security vehicle. They attempted to block ICE agents from exiting the detention facility. In the latter case, a federal law enforcement agent positioned on a rooftop adjacent to the facility's entrance fired tear gas to disperse the demonstrators. Chicago, which has a Marxist mayor, has seen a really sharp increase in ICE enforcement actions in recent weeks as part of Trump's Operation Midway Blitz. The operation, which is centered around Chicago, focuses on illegal aliens who have taken advantage of Illinois' sanctuary policies to evade federal immigration laws. So DHS specifically criticized the governor of Illinois, Pritzker, for shielding criminal illegal aliens and then allowing them to remain on our streets. Now, that protest follows the deadly attack on that ICE field office in Dallas earlier this week. And according to authorities in that case, a 29-year-old by the name of Joshua Johns, driven by far-left and anti-ICE ideology, opened fire on that ICE field office, spraying the building with bullets. And, of course, ended up killing at least one. I don't know whether the other two are still alive or not, but not killing any ICE agents. Day before yesterday, on Thursday of this week, the director of the FBI, in a post on X, noted that Johns, who fatally shot himself after the attack, downloaded a document titled Dallas County Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. That document contained a list of all the DHS facilities, and then he searched the app that tracks the presence of ICE agents. Apple and Google have both refused to take that app off their platforms. You can still download it from Apple and Google, at least as of last night when I checked. I do not believe that the federal government should forcibly shut down those apps. But I believe that Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, and Sergey, whatever his name is, the CEO of Alphabet, I think they have a moral responsibility to suspend the apps from their stores, because we know for a fact that app is being used to target ICE agents, target their locations, target their activity, so that these left-wing activists can attack them. In other words, the apps that are on their platforms are facilitating the violence against these agents. Now, if I wanted to get really, I refuse to play this game. I'm not going to get in the game of getting the government to force these two companies to take the apps off their stores. Instead, they should be shamed into doing so. I don't know much about the CEO of Google. I know a little bit more about Tim Cook. And it really bothers me that he's got to be aware of this. And the fact that Tim Cook is not suspending that app from the Apple App Store is horrific. He knows that it's being used to attack these ICE agents. Apple, as a shareholder of Apple, I'm ashamed of it. I'm ashamed of the fact that they are actually encouraging and facilitating this violence. Now, if somebody wants to go develop that app and make it available somewhere on their own servers, well, I suppose they can go do that. But for these two publicly traded companies, two of the largest tech companies in the world, is Apple still number one or number two in terms of its capitalization and valuation? Still a trillion-dollar company. Come on, you can do better than that. At some point, you got to say enough is enough, and we're just not going to do it. Take it down, Mr. Cook. Take it down. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. I appreciate everybody tuning in. Hope everybody has a great weekend, and guess what? I'll see you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Did you know that over 85% of grass-fed beef sold in America is actually imported? Even when it's labeled product of USA, it often comes from overseas. That means fewer opportunities for our American farmers and more families disconnected from the source of their food. We started Good Ranchers because we wanted to change that. Every cut of beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood we offer is 100% American, sourced directly from local farms and ranches. When you choose Good Ranchers, you're helping preserve the legacy of American agriculture and keeping honest, hardworking families in business. And with every purchase, Good Ranchers donates a portion of the proceeds to paralyzed veterans of America, giving back to our nation's heroes. This is more than meat. It's a mission. Visit GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH40 to get $40 off your first order, plus free meat for an entire year. That's GoodRanchers.com, code RANCH40 to get $40 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance
Heating. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.